Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Might need an hour for this segment on this Monday. Case of the Mondays. Whatever bothered you from over the weekend, betting, sports, life, let you have at it. Bet_sweats over on X. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski if you want to chime in as well. I'm sure a lot of you chiming in on the chat on YouTube and Twitch as well. Thanks for hanging out if you're watching on those platforms. Sam, where do you want to start things off on this week's Case of the Mondays?
I'd like to start by saying that I like dogs. I'm not an anti-dog person. I just don't need to see any more of the Herb Street dogs. I'm tapped. It's over. I no longer care, and now I see them and I get angry. This is on the heels of him playing fetch with the dog in the hotel hallway, which, whether you like dogs or not, is insane. Like, I remember being like, I quote tweeted the tweet and wrote N-O period. And people, oh, he hates dogs. No, I don't. I don't hate dogs. I don't want your dog running through the hotel hallway playing fetch. I think that's a very fair thing. So now Herb Street is just pissing it up a notch. And we brought it up beginning of the show. He brought not one, not two, but three dogs. So he brought Peter, Bo, and Mitch. All three goals to Vandy. Mitch, yes. Peter, Bo, and Mitch. After Ben passed last week or last season, I lose track because there's so many dogs now. Yes. So Ben passed. He was carting Ben. As Ben was dying, he was carting Ben across the country on a jet. I'm sure the dog loved that. So then Ben passes, and he cries on national television. Very sad moment. And then, oh, next week, got a new dog. Okay, got it. Fine. This, though, was it for me. Like, it has jumped the shark. It is too much. Vandy also complied with it. Vandy created a locker for all three dogs. The dogs are running all over the field, probably pissing everywhere. It's just like, we don't need this anymore. Do we need to take three dogs, really, to the game? I've had enough, man. And I like dogs. I don't need that. I don't want to see it. I don't care anymore.
There's some people that used to bring their dog to work at this network. How did you feel about that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like,
if you had to deal with it, imagine you're in the office and you've got one of the co-hosts, like, let's say it's normal days, normal times, and we're all sharing a studio. So we have more interaction. Shows are probably better. Not as much lag time. That's a good thing, right? But the evening host is coming in an hour before their show and they've got their dog and the dog's in the office. How would you feel about that?
I don't know. Was it a well-trained dog?
Oh, boy. You don't know? You're going off about Herb Street, and you're not even there. It's on TV. You don't even have to deal with it. But you'd be like, oh, I'd be okay with it. I might be okay with it if it's a well-trained dog. Come on.
I mean, but there's a difference when you jam your dogs down our throat on national television. Like, I get it. You love your dogs. We all love our pets. But I don't need the dogs to have lockers at Vanderbilt. Like, it's ridiculous.
I missed all of this because we played on Saturday morning. So I missed this whole, and we had to drive like an hour to get there and you got to get there early. So I didn't see any of this. So this was all news to me when you started talking about it earlier. I'm like, oh, I didn't know there was a new event and he had three dogs with him. God, he craves attention. He really does. Man, it's kind of sad. All right. Confirmed, Sam hates dogs. He hates children because he complains about them on all of his flights. So that's where we're at.
No, I just don't bring the baby on the red eye from Vegas. Like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
If you're flying the red eye from Vegas, leave your baby.
Red eye and anytime. I would never bring my kid to Vegas. What are they going to do in Vegas? I mean, I know people have family, but that maybe they weren't gambling. But I don't know why people have their children in Las Vegas. That makes no sense to me either. I'm with you there. Anything else that you want to throw out there?
No, I'm good.
Not right now? You good?
No. Better time.
We'll have more time. Yeah. Friday Feels segment from Friday. Listen to that. I'll just say that. Atlanta Falcons freaking blow, dude. Are you serious? You're coming off an embarrassing Sunday night performance. You're coming back home. Yeah, I know. I know. You don't have Drake London. I get it. You don't have Michael Penix. Was Michael Penix anything great from what I've seen? We got the trade deadline a little over a week from now, and I keep hearing people talk about Kirk Cousins. How did he help things yesterday? Oh, my God. The Dolphins are a dumpster fire. We're putting them last week in our bottom five teams in the league, and they smoked you in your house. And this is not the first time it's happened to the Atlanta Falcons. They're just that team. If they ever get any hype, anybody believing them, and I fall for it in the offseason, they're going to be, you know, a 500 team at the end of the year, right around there, 8-9, 9-8, whatever. But when you expect them to do something, when they are set up to do something in a great spot, you've got Bijan, arguably the best running back in the league. 25 yards, Sam. 25 yards. I could not believe what was happening in that game. This Dolphins run defense can't stop anybody. And the Falcons didn't stick with it, and they couldn't get anything done. That was embarrassing. Had way too many spots on Survivor. Was really pissed off about it. I had my focus on three teams. One of them goes tonight in the Chiefs. The Colts was easy. We talked about it. If you have any Colts, just use it this week. This is the spot. And that was not a sweat at all. I lost some spots due to the Falcons. So that really pissed me off. Screw the Falcons. That was annoying. What else? Oh, yeah. Since I talked about it, I might as well follow up. We decided to have no offense and no defense in the championship game. Worst offense, worst defense all season of our 12 games in fall ball. Let's do it in the championship game. So, you know, with the Falcons losing, with what happened on Saturday morning, you're dealing with it with Herb Street. Perfect for how this week has gone. Let's just say I am happy that it is Monday morning, Sam, because it means we have started a new week. I really needed to turn the page on last week.
I didn't realize, by the way, since you brought up the Falcons, I knew it was bad. I hadn't looked at the box score until just now.
Oh, my God.
How did he only have 9 carries? How?
I remember there was a bad fumble. They were actually driving, entering the red zone, and he had a fumble there, which was like, that was my last hope on that drive. It was brutal, but it was hard. Like, I'm like 213 yards against this crap defense in total. And Tua looked like the best we've ever seen from him. 4 touchdown passes. He's without his main guy, and he's just spreading it everywhere. Did you see? I've got to send it to you. So you didn't see the it's basically the same play, same result. Tua to Waddle from Alabama. And I believe that was a championship game in the same place because it was at Mercedes-Benz. It was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, Tua was awesome. They were 7-for-15 on 3rd and 4th down. They couldn't end drives. And hand up, I'm someone who has given this Atlanta Falcons defense a little bit of credit here, how improved they are. The young guys are coming through. They looked like complete trash yesterday. They couldn't do anything. I wasn't even worried that London was out there. Oh, Kirk Cousins, it's fine. It doesn't even matter. Penix hasn't done much anyways. It's all about this run game, and Bijan is going to run wild over this Dolphins defense. Not the case. Maybe Mike McDaniel stays through the end of the season.
This is how Miami used to operate on third and fourth down. Back when McDaniel first got there, they were very dangerous, and that danger has subsided. But a strange result. We get a lot of them in NFL seasons. A seven-point favorite loses by 24. That's just a disaster if you're Atlanta. Just a disaster. But you can't trust Atlanta. We've talked about that. Every time they win a big game, they take two steps back. So they win the big one against Buffalo and go loss-loss. That's what the Falcons do. That's who the Falcons are. I was also pissed on Saturday because I had Mizzou.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And they're tied. I can't remember if it's 3-3 or 7-7. It doesn't matter. They're tied, and they have first and goal against Vandy. And if you score, there's a good chance you take control and win this game. They get to second and goal at the 3. You have one of the best running backs in the country in Hardy. Give him the ball 3 times. 3 times. You give him the ball, right? Second and goal at the 3. They run some weird play. It gets stuffed. So now it's third and goal at the 2. Again, you have one of the best running backs in the country. They decide to pass on third and goal at the 2, incomplete. And then on fourth and goal at the 2, they run the quarterback who I thought at the time he broke his leg, and then they carted him off the field. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Second and goal from the 3, and you don't give your all-world running back 3 cracks at the end zone. They get stuffed. The quarterback gets carted off the field, and they lose the game. I'm like, well, that about does it for that bet. You know, you couldn't get in, and now the quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, a lot from over the weekend to talk about as far as college football. Of course, we will get to the firing of one Brian Kelly, some of the other results. And then there's some okay games next week, but it kind of it feels like it's shaping up to how it was this past week. We're not getting those mega matchups. It just isn't working out right now at this point in the season. And it's kind of ho-hum with the Heisman race, too. Kind of like the NFL MVP, you're waiting for somebody to take over. We're waiting for somebody to take over when it comes to the Heisman race. We'll get to that coming up in the next hour. Up next, Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, will drop by. We'll also talk some trade deadline, as well as everything else happening around the league. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. You've got Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.